It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
I'm not going to die yet. Because happy days are here again. I'm not going to die yet. Because happy days are here again. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's all right. Go ahead, give the Lord a big hand.
Hallelujah.
Tonight is a very, very special night.
Ale je ale to pataki, to tu pataki, ninu awon pataki.
Basically, it's going to be a night of deliverance.
Ni pati ara yo je ale itusile.
Like the brother who spoke before us said, stones will be moved tonight. And the stones that you cannot move yourself, angels will come down and move them for you. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. But then, without any doubt, somebody will get the biggest of all the miracles. Now, if you are the one, let your hallelujah be the loudest. Thank you, Father. There is someone that is known as the unchangeable changer. And he's going to change certain things in your life tonight. So let's go before him and worship him. Because he alone can do marvelous things. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside. Beside me, there is any room Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 5.
Where Luke, where he came?
We'll read verse 4 to 6.
Aoka ese keri si kepa libe.
Luke chapter 5 verse 4 to 6.
Where Luke, where he came? Ese keri si kepa.
Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon,
Dios iti dake oro iso owi fun Simoni pe.
Launch out into the deep.
Tisibu.
And let down your nets for a draught.
Kiosiju awon yin si sale fun akopo.
And Simon answering said unto him,
Simoni sit down, o si wi fun pe,
Master,
Olukoni,
we have toiled all the night.
Gbogbo oru ana li awa fi sise.
And have taken nothing.
Awa ko si mu kankan.
Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Ṣùgbọ́n nítorí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ, èmi ò ju àwọ̀n náà sí ìsàlẹ̀.
And when they had this done,
nígbà tí wọ́n sì ti ṣe èyí,
they enclosed a great multitude of fishes.
Wọ́n kó ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹja.
And their net break.
Àwọn wọ́n sì ya.
We discussed last time we were here.
Asasoyepo ni igba ti a pade ni ni eyi to koja.
That when the Almighty God asks you to launch out into the deep, he's saying, step out of the ordinary and move into something great.
When nigba ti Olorun ba so pe ti sinu ibu oni ko kuro nipa tara ko lo si ohun to gaju ti agbara e da lo.
Now he says to Peter here, he said, let down your nets.
O so fun Peteru nigba na pe da awon awon re sodo.
And bring up a mighty catch.
Ki o si gbe opolopo eja ninu awon awon yi.
Let down your nets for abundance.
Da awon awon re sodo fun opolopo eja yanturu.
So that at least these ones you will have more than sufficient.
Pe ki iwo ki o le ba ni anito ati aniseku.
And I believe God is here tonight, he's saying to someone, let down your nets. And bring in abundance. Now, when the Almighty God said, let down your nets for a drought, he was telling Peter that, one, there is abundance of fish somewhere. And somewhere today, there is abundance hiding somewhere. You see, like those of us who came for the special Holy Ghost service for the businessmen must have discovered. You discover that when everything God created, he created in abundance. The book of Job, chapter 36, from verse 26 to 31, Job 36,
23, 26 to 31,
the Bible says God is great. He makes the raindrops tiny. But he made them abundant. And then he provided abundant of meat for everybody. The very nature of God is a nature of abundance. His name is Jehovah El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. So wherever God is, there is bound to be abundance. And I know that God is in the house of some people here tonight. And wherever God is, abundance just has to be there.
I
mean, when you read 2 Samuel chapter 6, 2 Samuel,
Samuel,
2 Samuel,
Samuel,
chapter 6, verse 9 to 12, the Bible tells us that when the children of Israel were bringing the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and something happened on the way, David said, I'm afraid of this God. So he took the Ark of the Covenant and put it in the house of one fellow called Obed-Edom. This Obed-Edom, he wasn't a Jew. So what David was saying is, if God can kill you, let him kill you. So he put the Ark of the Covenant in the house of this man. But you see, wherever God is, there will be abundance. Suddenly, everything that Obed-Edom touched began to prosper. And news got to David that Obed-Edom, instead of dying, has become a wealthy man. David said, is that so? I'm coming to get my ark. If God is in your house, abundance will be there. And I know that some of you who are here today, the stone that has been hindering your abundance will be removed in Jesus' name. See, David said in Psalm 16, verse 11, he said, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. And so he said in Psalm 23, verse 6. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell where? In the house of the Lord forever. I want you to know that beginning from now, anything called poverty will become a stranger to your house. Because wherever God is, abundance must be there. And where there is no abundance before he arrives, he will create abundance. As soon as he arrives, abundance will follow. You see, because in this story, Peter had fished all night and he caught nothing. But that was before Jehovah El Shaddai came into his boat. As soon as the one who is more than enough arrived on the scene, matters changed completely. And when you look at 1 Kings chapter 17, from verse 8 to 16, 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16, you've discovered that the widow of Zarephath had only one meal left before the Holy Ghost carrier arrived on the scene. And the moment the Holy Ghost carrier arrived, the last meal became the first. What was absolute poverty suddenly became absolute prosperity. Because when you study that story very well, you discover that this woman never had to go to the market again. She would just wake up and find that the pot was full of food. I don't know how God is going to do it, but I have a conviction within me that all of you who are genuinely born again, within the next few months, you will be saying, God, this is too much. I don't know how we do it. I'm not even going to bother to ask him. All I know is that abundance is coming. And it's going to begin in my house. Are you sure? And when you read John chapter 6, from verse 1 to 13, John 6 verse 1 to 13, there were 5,000 men, not counting children and women,
and
they were hungry, and the only food that was available was the lunch of a small boy. Five tiny loaves of bread and two tiny fishes. But the moment he touched the hand of Jehovah El
Shaddai,
he began to multiply. There are some people here tonight, the little you have will begin to multiply. Years ago, I remember the case. A brother who was heavily in debt, and he came for prayers, and the Lord said to me, give him some money. Me myself, I didn't have much, but I always obey my God. So I took the little money and I gave the fellow, and God said, tell him that the money you have given him will never finish. Today it hasn't finished. As a matter of fact, the man has built a house, he has got a Mercedes-Benz car, the money has not finished. Now I'm not going to distribute money to you this evening. But I have something bigger than money to give to you. Whatever you have now will never finish. It will just keep on multiplying. So wherever God is, there is abundance. If there's no abundance there before he arrives, he creates abundance. Because I have always wondered, why did Jesus Christ say there's abundance of fish when Peter had fished all night and he caught nothing? I discovered that if he wants, he could create abundance of fish immediately. Because all he has to do is say abundance. And once he says it, it is done. According to Psalm 33, verses 8 and
9.
Psalm 33, verses 8 and
9.
He said, let the whole earth fear the Lord, because he spake and it is done.
All he has to do is say, let there be light, and there be light. And if you look at Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, Genesis 1, 20 and 21,
Genesis
1, 20 and 21, when he created fish originally, that's how he did it. All he said was, let the waters bring forth abundantly. And the moment he said that, it was so. So if the Almighty God says, as I'm sure he has said tonight, that abundance will always be in your house, it shall be so. So he said to Peter, there is abundance. All I want you to do is launch into the deep and bring out the abundance. So it's not only saying, Peter, there is abundance. He's saying to Peter, the abundance is reserved for you. In other words, I believe Jesus Christ is saying, at least to me tonight, Adeboye, there's abundant reserve for you. And you know, because his name is the God who is more than enough, he can give abundance to every one of us and there will still be left over. I was sharing with some people only last Saturday. I told them a dream I had when I was a small boy. A dream. I'm talking of more than 40 years ago. At that time, in my village, the biggest car is Morris Minor. He cannot even pronounce it correctly because maybe he has never seen one. This Morris Minor is a relative of Volkswagen Beetle.
It
was so small that my people used to call it calabash. Akoto.
Akoto.
Now, in those days, we used to travel in lorries.
Ni awon ojo na inu oko gbole ka gbadura bi won ti ma won ma ngun gba na.
You know the kind of lorries that to back where you are going.
Awon oko to de pe wa de yi ko ibi ti o lo.
And if you sit with the driver in the front seat, then you are sitting in first class. And then there is a space between the driver's seat and the very back. They call that one second class. How many of you know the kind of... All right. Those of you who are city boys, you don't know what you are missing. The seats are such that when the driver enters into a bump, the seat will fall and you will have to shout, Igiyo, so that you will wait and adjust the seat. So you can imagine how I felt when all of a sudden somebody rode a Rolls Royce into town. When I saw this Rolls Royce, is this a car? Or is it a house on wheel? And in those days, you will usually see aeroplane far off. In fact, we used to call it balloon in those days. So I thought maybe it is one of the balloons that decided to land.
I
was a small boy and I saw this magnificent car. Something within me said, one day I will own a Rolls Royce. Now I know that even as I was saying it last Saturday, there are people who will say, Pastor, keep on deceiving yourself. But don't worry, my Rolls Royce will soon come and I will give you a lift when it comes. Let me tell you one thing that you may find a bit difficult to swallow. There are many of you sitting down here. Very soon your Rolls Royce will come. Why? Because there is abundance reserved for you. Many of you didn't know it before. That's why tonight is deliverance night. Many of you know it, but you can't lay your hands on it. That is why tonight is deliverance night. The Lord said to Peter, there are several people here who are fishermen. You are the one I picked out. And I'm telling you now, launch out into the deep. Launch out. Tisibu. And then let down your nets for abundance. Because the abundance there has been reserved for you. Tell the fellow next to you, it seems as if God is talking to me tonight. You see, God promised in Deuteronomy 33 verse 19. Deuteronomy 33 verse 19. He said, you will suck of the abundance of the seas. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 5. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 5. He said, the abundance of the sea will be converted unto you. Now very few people could say amen to that one. Well, I just want to advise those of you who do not believe this thing that when the abundance begins to come, please don't fight us. How many of you really want abundance? Let me hear you say amen, Lord. You see, when you read 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 3 to 5, 2 Chronicles 17, verse 3 to 5, the Bible tells us of a certain king called Jehoshaphat, who decided to serve the Lord. The Bible said God gave him riches and honor in abundance. In other words, when this king suddenly decided that he was going to serve God, God now caused his friends to begin to bring him abundance of riches and honor. Now when you now read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 20 to 25, 2 Chronicles 20 verse 20 to 25, we discover that what the friends of Jehoshaphat did not bring to him, his enemies brought.
àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ̀ ló kó wá fún.
I want to say to you categorically tonight.
A fẹ́ sọ fún wa nípa yọ lásàálẹ̀ yìí.
That all the blessings that are being held by your enemies will be converted unto you.
Pé gbogbo àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ tó wà lọ́wọ́ àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ̀, Ọlọ́run yóò darí ẹ̀ sọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
So Jesus told Peter.
Jésù wá sọ fún Pétérù.
Peter.
Pétérù.
There is abundance.
Pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yanturu ń bẹ̀.
The abundance is reserved for you.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yanturu ìwọ náà la dá dúró dé.
And I know where the abundance is.
Mo sì mọ ibi tí ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu yìí wà.
I want you to know that the Almighty God knows where your own abundance is.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè abẹ́kúndá wa lójú pé ó mọ ibi tí ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu tiẹ̀ wà.
He knows where the abundance is because according to Psalm 24:1.
Ó mọ ibi tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yanturu tiẹ̀ wà nítorí nùwé orin Dáfídì orí ìkẹrìnlélẹ́ní-ogún ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
Psalm 24:1 says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Ó sọ nínú ìwé olórin Dáfídì orí ìkẹrìnlélẹ́ní-ogún ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní pé ayé tilẹ̀ Olúwa ló nílẹ̀ àti ẹkún rẹ̀.
And then in Isaiah 45:3.
Nínú ìwé wòlíì Isaiah orí ìkarùndínláàádọ́ta.
Isaiah 45:3.
Wòlíì Isaiah orí ìkarùndínláàádọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
The Almighty God promised that he will give to us the hidden riches of secret places.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ pé òun ò fi àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ tí ó wà níbi tí a fi pamọ́ fún wa.
There are riches that are hidden.
Àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ ìkankan wà tí a fi pamọ́.
I mean, for years, up to 1960, Nigeria was going abroad, cap in hand, begging for money.
Títí di ọdún 1960, Nàìjíríà sì lọ sí òkè òkun láti máa bẹ̀bẹ̀ fún owó ni.
I remember then that the Minister of Finance was Okotiebo. They can never put down the budget of Nigeria until he has gone abroad to beg people for money.
Àwọn bàbá wa ló ti ń gbà náà pé Mínísítà owó ń gbà náà ni Okotiebo. Pé wọn ò lè ṣe bí a ṣe máa náwó títí dìgbà tó bá dẹ̀nu òyìnbó.
And then all that time we were sitting on oil.
Ní gbogbo àkókò yìí orí epo rọ̀bì la sì jókòó lé lórí.
We were sitting on abundance and we were going a begging.
A jókòó lórí ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu a sì ń lọ bẹ̀bẹ̀.
There are many of us like that now.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ló wà níbẹ̀ báyìí lálẹ́ yìí.
We are sitting on abundance and we don't even have the money to pay our house rent.
A jókòó lórí ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu a ò sì lówó láti san owó ilé wa pẹ̀lú.
But the Almighty God is promising you tonight, I will show you where your abundance is.
Ọlọ́run Elédùmarè sì ń sọ fún wa lálẹ́ pé wọ́n fi hàn níbi tí ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu tiẹ̀ wà.
He said, I know where the abundance is. Peter, come along, let me show you.
Pẹ́tẹ́rù tẹ̀lé mi, mo mọ bí ibi ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu tiẹ̀ wà, wọ́n sì fi hàn.
In Isaiah 42:16.
Nínú ìwé wòlíì Isaiah orí ìkejì lẹ́ni ogójì ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlógún.
Isaiah 42:16.
Wòlíì Isaiah orí ìkejì lẹ́ni ogójì ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlógún.
God said, I will guide even the blind.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé n ó darí afọ́jú.
Because I will make darkness light.
Nítorí wọn ò sọ òkùnkùn di ìmọ́lẹ̀.
The Bible says in Psalm 48:14.
Nínú ìwé orin Dáfídì orí ìkejìdínláàádọ́ta ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
He said, this God is our God, he will be our guide for now and even unto the end.
Pé Ọlọ́run yìí ó ní olùdarí wa yóò máa darí wa nísinsìnyí, yóò sì máa darí wa títí láé ni.
I think I share with those who come for the special Holy Ghost service for businessmen.
Ti àjọpín pẹ̀lú àwọn tó wá sí ìzẹ̀ mímọ́ ti àwọn tó fẹ́ ìlọ́rọ̀.
So if God guides you to what he wants you to do to be rich, you become rich quickly.
Tí Ọlọ́run bá darí ẹ sí ibi tí ó fẹ́ fi mú ọ̀la lọ́jọ́ kíákíá ni a ó di ọlọ́la.
Because you might be doing carpentry when God plans for you to be a tailor.
Pé a lè máa ṣe gbẹ́nàgbẹ́nà nígbà tó jẹ́ pé àròsọ Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ká jẹ́.
Until you begin to do your tailoring, you'll be laboring in vain.
Títí di ìgbà tí a bá di ẹni tó rọ́sọ yìí, a ó kàn máa ṣiṣẹ́ sá, a ó máa bọ́ níṣẹ́ ṣe ni.
And I told those who came, I said there was a man who was an accountant.
A sọ pé ọkùnrin kan ń bẹ èyí tó jẹ́ àka owó tó jẹ́ accountant.
He was in a big position, a big accountant.
Ó sì wà ní ipò tó tóbi ẹni tó lọ́lá.
But he still has to say yes sir every morning.
Ṣùgbọ́n síbẹ̀ ó láti máa sọ pé mo tẹrí bá sà fún ẹnìkan ni.
And then God spoke to him and said, go and be selling groundnut.
Ọlọ́run sì wá bá sọ̀rọ̀, ó wí pé lọ máa ta ẹ̀pà yíyan.
If you don't know the voice of God, how can an accountant go and be selling groundnut?
Tí irú Today he is
selling granite. He has 3 aeroplanes. The day they were swearing Clinton as president, it was his granite that they ate
there.
Because his own granite is slightly different. Whenever he wanted to roast it, he would add a little honey. That's all. If God asks you to be selling water, if that is where your abundance is, suddenly you will discover you can sell water and become a billionaire. He says, Peter, I know where your abundance is. And I want to show you where. And I know God is speaking to someone saying, before you leave here this morning, you will suddenly know where your abundance is. In Isaiah 30:21.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
The
Lord said there is a woman here. He said, I should tell you. You have been told that your womb is dead.
What is
He said, out of your dead womb, I will bring forth triplets. Out of the dead womb, the one they said cannot produce, he said, I will bring forth triplets. Well, that's all right. Go ahead, give the Lord a big hand. That's a big one. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in Isaiah 30:21, the Bible says you will hear a voice behind you say, this is the way. God is going to speak to someone today and just say, this is the way. This is the way to your abundance. My own abundance is not going to hinder your own. Because God has more than sufficient. We can all go to the Atlantic Ocean and load as many tankers of water as we want. There will still be water there.
And the loss in Obi Oku, Kapwe Opolopo, Omi Jade Nibbe, Kapwe Sinu Moto, Omi Asi Tupo Mbesi.
No, many of us are afraid of abundance.
Opolopo Owa, no Beru, Oti Opo Yanturu.
God is going to deal with that one tonight too.
I
mean, can you imagine how beautiful it is? If all of you here today were to prosper mightily before the end of this year, so that by the end of this year, each one of you has a plane. Oh, some of you think that is too big for God to do. How many of you know that God is the Almighty? How many of you believe He will do your own? And let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So where God is, there is abundance. Where God is, there is abundance. Wherever He arrives, abundance must be there. And if there was no abundance there before, He will create it. And all He has to do is say, abundance. Once He has said it, it is done.
And
this abundance is reserved for you. You may not know where he is, but God knows. And then he will show you.
And
then the next thing now is that you must follow his instructions.
Because
he told Peter, he said, launch into the deep, throw your
nets. And
bring in the abundance.
Kí o sì kó àwọn ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu yìí jáde.
Only three things he told him to do.
Nǹkan mẹ́ta ló sọ fún láti ṣe.
Launch into the deep.
Tì í sínú ibú.
Let down your nets.
Gbé ju àwọn àwọ̀ rẹ sódò.
And then use that the nets to bring in the abundance.
Kò sì jẹ́ kí àwọn àwọ̀ yìí kó kó ẹja púpọ̀ jáde.
You see, those who are going to move from now into this supernatural abundance must follow his instructions.
Iye àwọn tí ó kọjá lọ sínú ti èyí tó pọ̀ yanturu àtòkè wáyé wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ máa tẹ̀lé àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀.
In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19.
Isaiah 1:19.
He said, if you are willing and are obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And the good of the land is talking about, as far as you are concerned, is the good of Nigeria. And believe me honestly, there is supernatural abundance in Nigeria.
Mo fẹ́ kí ó darí lójú pé èyí ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu tójú nípa agbára tójú ti ẹ̀dá lọ ń bẹ lórílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà.
I don't believe everything I read in newspapers, but I understand that one paper says some people are sleeping on mountains of money.
A ò gba gbogbo ohun tí a máa ń kà nínú ìwé ìròyìn ojúlé ojúmọ́dé ojúmọ́gbọ́, ṣùgbọ́n ẹnìkan sọ nínú ìwé ìròyìn kan, ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ló ń sùn ní òkè tó kún fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ owó.
Wọ́n sùn lórí owó bí òkè.
Wọ́n sùn lórí owó bí òkè.
Now whether that is true or not, I don't know. I don't want to sleep on. If I have it, I put it in the bank. All I am saying is there is abundance in this land and I'm going to get my own share.
Okay, I'm sorry, babe. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yanturu wà nínú orílẹ̀-èdè mo sì fẹ́ gbà á, ó jẹ́ tèmi.
Two things God said you must satisfy for you to have the abundance.
Nǹkan méjì ni Ọlọ́run sọ pé o gbọ́dọ̀ tẹ̀síwájú kó o tó ní ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu.
You must be willing.
O gbọ́dọ̀ fẹ́.
And you must be obedient.
O sì gbọ́dọ̀ gbọ́dọ̀.
You must be willing, because if God wants to give you abundance and you say you don't want it, he will send it to Adeboye.
O gbọ́dọ̀ fẹ́, nítorí pé tí Ọlọ́run bá sọ pé òun fẹ́ fún ọ ní ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu tó lóò fẹ́, yóò sì ti sí Ọdẹ́ṣọlá.
If he wants to give you an aeroplane and you say, just give me a good car, that's enough. You say, that's fine, I can give it to somebody else.
Tí ó bá fẹ́ fún ọ ní ọkọ̀ ojú òfurufú tó bá sọ pé rárá mi ò fẹ́, ó lè fún ọ ní ọkọ̀ ayọ́kẹ́lẹ́, a sì ti ọkọ̀ òfurufú yìí sí ẹlòmíì.
If he says he wants to give you a Rolls Royce and you say, Morris Minor is good enough, he will give you Morris Minor.
Tí o bá fẹ́ fún ọ ní ọkọ̀ Rolls Royce, tó bá sì sọ pé Morris Minor ni ló dáa fún ọ, a gbé Morris Minor fún ọ, a sì ti eléyìí sí ẹlòmíì.
You must be willing.
O gbọ́dọ̀ fẹ́.
How many of you are really willing, willing to live in abundance from now on? How many of you are tired of poverty? How many of you are tired that you have to rack your brain before you can make ends meet? I want you to say loud and clear, abundance welcome. Because, believe it or not, the days of abundance have come. Oh yes, it has come for me. Oh yes, the days of abundance has come. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, when they invited Jesus Christ to the wedding in Cana of Galilee, but he produced 120 gallons.
Agofa.
Because his name is abundance. But you see, not only must you be willing to have abundance, whatsoever he says unto you, you must do it. And like he told those of us who came for the businessman special Holy Ghost service, he said one area we are all disobedient is in the area of soul winning.
ni ona ijeri oka.
It is said in John chapter 15 verse 16. John 15:16. He said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have ordained you that you may go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." I want to encourage all of us that from now on, like nobody's business, that you must win a soul a day. Every day, witness until somebody will say, "All right, I will accept Jesus." And if you are not sure how to get these people, okay, invite them to the Holy Ghost service. By the time God finishes with them here, they will surrender to Jesus.
See,
because God's business is soul winning. And when you are minding his business, he will mind your own. I've shared this testimony with you, and tonight is part of the testimony night, because I know some of you will have testimonies tonight. What's wrong with you? I said you have testimonies tonight. I was busy winning souls for Jesus Christ while the devil was trying to fight over my PhD thesis. I have finished, I have submitted. They've sent it to the man who will examine. He read it and said, "Go and give him his PhD." And the big one said, "No, that's not the way it is done." After he has written, he has to sit down and answer some questions. The man said, "Who is the expert, you or myself?" I said, "I have no question for this boy. Give him his PhD." They say, "It is not done." They say it's not done. When he said this is the way you will do it this time. If I had been a girl, they would have said that there is something between me and the examiner. But what was happening was that I was busy working for Jesus and Jesus was busy working for me. At the end of the day, they agreed. They said, "All right, give him his PhD and let him go." Is anybody here ready for abundance? Is anybody ready for soul winning? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. You see, because you must play your part. Just like the brother who preached before us. In John 11 from verse 39 to 44. John 11, 39 to 44. When Jesus arrived at the tomb of Lazarus, he saw some hefty men there. He said, "Move away the stone. You can't raise the dead, but you can roll the stone away. So you roll away the stone and then I will raise the dead. You play your part. And then let the Almighty God do his own." You see, because the abundance that is coming,
It's not going to be to marry 10 wives. No. When I say you are going to have Rolls Royce, I mean it. It is true. You may not believe me now, but very soon, the greatest number of Rolls Royce in the world is going to be in Nigeria. And some of you here are going to be owners. But we will use it to win souls. How? Suppose we want to have a program, say in Lekki in December. Which we are going to have. And we want to advertise. So we gather together all the Rolls Royce in Lagos. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And you know yourself that if one Rolls Royce is passing, everybody will look at it. Suppose there are 1,000 Rolls Royce lined up. My own will be one of them. And then on each Rolls Royce now, we have put posters. And we are going very gently. We are crossing a little, go slow. We don't need to say anything. Everybody will say, the God who can provide these people with Rolls Royce, I think I better pay him a visit. I told the people who came for the businessmen Holy Ghost service, one of the reasons why the devil wants you to be poor is so that you will not be able to witness. Because if you are poor and you are preaching to the rich man will say you are after his money. And if you are poor and you are preaching to the poor will say, if your God can supply all my needs, why has he not done your
own?
And then the Bible says the poor man is hated by his own brothers. So that if you now want to preach to your relatives, they will say, shut your mouth. You know very well, brethren, that if you are the richest man in your family, anytime they are holding a meeting, they will say, let us wait for him. If you are the poorest in the family, even if you are the oldest, and they want to hold a meeting, and they look around and they say, who is not yet here? And they say, Baba Ginju. And they say, let us continue with our meeting.
So
all those of you that they have been saying, let us continue with our meeting, we can't wait for him, your time has come in Jesus' name. Just obey his instructions. Play your own part. And the interesting thing is, he will not ask you to do what you cannot do. He told Peter, let down your nets. He didn't say, he didn't say, Peter, jump down and begin to swim under the ground and look for the fish there.
Peteru iwo bere si ma wedo awe ja wa nisale odo.
No, he's not going to ask a messenger to go and preach to a king. No, he will ask a king to go and preach to another king. A lawyer to go and preach to another lawyer. Housewife to preach to another housewife. He's not going to ask you to do what you cannot do. I mean, when you read Matthew 17, from verse 24 to 27, Matthew 17,
24
to
27,
there was a day when Peter needed money. And Jesus said to him, Peter, we need money to pay the tax collectors. He said, what I want you to do is take your hook, go to the river and catch a fish, and the first fish you catch, open his mouth, money is there. No, he didn't ask Peter to go and farm because he knew that Peter was a fisherman. He will only ask you to do what you know how to do. And like I told the brother at the headquarters last Monday, there is a fish somewhere with your money in his mouth. God will show you the fish very soon in Jesus' name. There is a river not far from where you live, and there is a fish there swimming with your money in his mouth. All you have to do is catch that fish. That's why soul winning is called fishing for soul. I know a lot of sisters who are waiting for husbands. Your husband is there. From the day God created you, he created your husband. There is a bone of your bone and a flesh of your flesh. And it's not far away. He's swimming in a river very near you.
Oh, well, you know, though.
He's waiting for you to come and bring him out. Come and fish him out. Your money is in his mouth. Your house is in his mouth. Your car is in his house. Even your children, they are there in his house. Same thing is true for brothers. When David was asked to fight
Goliath,
Saul put on his armor on him. David said, I'm sorry, sir, I can't use this. I'm not used to this one. I know how to use a sling. God knows that there is something you know how to do. And if you will allow him, he will use what you know how to do to bring in your abundance. And do you know that what you need to become a multimillionaire is already planted in you? It wasn't the day Jesus met Peter that he taught him how to fish. No, Peter was already an accomplished fisherman. That which you are going to do to become a millionaire, God had already taught you long ago. Thank you, Father. I want you to lift your hands up. I thought we would do this at the end, but Daddy said he wants to do it now. The Almighty God says he wants to anoint some hands so that they begin to make money.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé àwọn fẹ́ fi àmì ìròyìn àwọn ọwọ́ kan ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí máa so ìṣòwò lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
I just want you to close your eyes and talk to him and say, Lord, I am willing and I will be obedient.
A fẹ́ kí á di ojú wa ká sì bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀ pé mo fẹ́ mo sì gbọ́ràn.
Anoint my hands, O Lord.
Olúwa fi àmì ìròyìn rẹ yan ọwọ́ mi.
Just anoint my hands, Lord.
Olúwa fi àmì òróró rẹ yan ọwọ́ mi.
Anoint my hands that whatever I touch from now on will prosper.
Olúwa fi àmì òróró rẹ yan ọwọ́ mi, ohun tí mo bá fọwọ́ kàn báyìí jẹ́ ṣe rere.
Oh yes, Lord, from now on, give me that supernatural touch that will change everything I touch to supernatural abundance.
Olúwa fi àmì òróró rẹ yan ọwọ́ mi tó jẹ́ pé ohun tí mo bá fọwọ́ kàn báyìí pẹ̀lú agbára sójú ẹ̀dá títí ẹ̀dá lọ yóò yí padà sí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀.
Anoint my hands, O Lord.
Baba fi àmì òróró rẹ yan ọwọ́ mi.
Anoint my hands to succeed. Anoint my hands to succeed. Anoint my hands to prosper. Anoint my hands seriously, O Lord, tonight. And let your name be glorified as a result. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni yóò ní lórúkọ Jésù.
If you believe that, say amen.
Tí o bá gba ilé ìgbọ́sẹ̀ àmì.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, you may be seated.
Ẹ yẹ ká jókòó, Ọlọ́run kó bùkún fún wa.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ẹ ṣe Jésù.
That's why I pity those who don't come to the Holy Ghost services.
Àánú àwọn tí ìwá sí ìsẹ̀mí mímọ́ ló wọ̀n ń ṣe mí lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
Little by little, God has been changing our lives.
Díẹ̀ báyìí ni Ọlọ́run bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yí ayé wa padà sí rere.
There are some people now, anything they sell will bring in money.
Nítorí pé àwọn èèyàn kan bẹ níhìn-ín, owó tí wọ́n bá tà báyìí, ó máa já sí èrè yanturu fún wọn.
You watch.
Ẹ̀yin ẹbẹ̀rẹ̀ sí máa wò.
You see that before the end of the year.
Ẹ ó rí pé kí òpin ọdún yìí tó dé.
The real millionaires in this nation will be Christians.
Àwọn tó lówó ẹgbẹẹgbẹ̀rún jùlọ lórílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà, ibi ìlà ó ti rí wọn.
Amen.
Amen.
And I will be one of them.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ìkan nínú àwọn ènìyàn yìí.
Now, in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
Nínú ìwé Efesu orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ogún.
Ephesians 3 verse 20.
Efesu orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ogún.
The Bible says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think.
Bíbélì sọ pé Ọlọ́run lè ṣe lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ju bí a ṣe béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ lọ.
But he said, according to the power that worketh in us.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó sọ pé gẹ́gẹ́ bí agbára èyí tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ nínú wa.
In other words, if you are a child of God, there is a power that is already planted in you that God can use to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think.
Eléyìí túmọ̀ sí pé tí a bá jẹ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run lótìítọ́, agbára kan wà nínú wa tí Ọlọ́run ti gbì síbẹ̀ tí a fi lè ṣe ohun tó lágbára, ohun tó máa mú ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yanturu tó ju agbára tó ju ti ẹ̀dá lọ wá.
What you need to succeed is already inside of you.
Ohun tí o nílò láti ṣe àṣeyọrí ó wà nínú ayé rẹ.
All you have to do now is use that thing to bring in your abundance.
Ohun tó ní láti ṣe ni pé kó o lo eléyìí tó o ní yìí láti mú ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wá ní ilé rẹ.
He said to Peter, let down your nets.
Ó sọ fún Pétérù, ju àwọn àwọ̀n rẹ sínú odò.
The nets were already in the boat.
Àwọn àwọ̀n yìí ti wà nínú ọkọ̀ ojú omi rẹ̀.
Peter did not need to go home to get them.
Pétérù ò nílò àti lọ ilé láti lọ kó wọn wá.
He didn't need to go and buy them.
Kò nílò àti lọ ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rà wọ́n.
They already there.
Wọ́n ti wà ńbẹ̀.
All he has to do now is use them.
Ohun tó ní láti ṣe ni pé kó lò wọ́.
You see, whenever God wants to perform a miracle, he doesn't look for something from somewhere. He uses what you have already.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá fẹ́ ṣiṣẹ́ ìyanu, kì í wo àwọn ohun tó wà ní ọ̀nà tó jìn, ṣùgbọ́n yóò wo àwọn ohun tó o ní gangan lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
One of my sons was sharing with me some time ago.
Ìkan nínú àwọn bàbá wa ń bá wọn ṣe àjọpín láìpẹ́ jọjọ.
He has tried all forms of trade and failed.
Ó ti dá gbogbo àwọn òwòwò ibi pàbó náà ló dá sí.
And then all of a sudden, one day God spoke to him.
Lójijì lọ́jọ́ kan Ọlọ́run wá bá sọ̀rọ̀.
Sell water.
Pé máa ta omi.
Water.
Omi.
Where will I get the water to sell?
Níbo ni ó ti rí omi máa ta?
God said, drill a borehole at the back of your house.
Ọlọ́run wá sọ pé kẹ́kàn ga ìgbàlódé sí ẹ̀yìn ilé rẹ.
and filter the water, bottle it, and sell.
Àwọn omi yìí ti sì ṣe bí àwọn olóyìnbó ṣe máa ń somi lọ sínú ngò kó sì máa tà.
So now the money is in his backyard.
Eléyìí wá túmọ̀ sí pé owó ti wà lẹ́yìn ìkùlé ilé rẹ̀.
He doesn't have to go to anybody now to look for contract. All he does is go to the tank there, fetch water, and the people who are buying are there. He's collecting money from them and he's bringing abundance from his backyard.
Kò nílò àti lọ sí ibì kankan ju pé kó gbẹ̀kànga ìgbàlódé sẹ́yìn ilé rẹ̀, ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí máa ta, àwọn tí ó máa rà wọ́n sì ń wá láti ibi inú kànga tó wà lẹ́yìn ìkùlé rẹ̀.
In 2 Kings chapter 4,
nínú ìwé àwọn ọba kejì orí ìkẹrin,
verse 1 to 7,
láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkeje,
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7,
àwọn ọba kejì orí ìkẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkeje.
When the widow of the son of prophet came to Elisha and said, "Help me, I'm in debt."
Nígbà tí opó ìkan nínú àwọn ìyàwó ọmọ wòlíì tó tọ wòlíì wá pé jọ̀ọ́ ràn mí lọ́wọ́ mo jẹ́ gbèsè.
When the man of God said, "What do you have in the house?"
Èyàn Ọlọ́run wípé kí ló nínú ilé rẹ̀.
He said, "Just one bottle of oil."
Ó ní gòróró kan ṣoṣo ni ọmọbìnrin rẹ̀ ní.
And that's the man of God said, "That's all you need."
Èyàn Ọlọ́run wá sọ pé ohun tó nílò náà nìyí.
That one bottle of oil in the hand of the Almighty will become all you need.
Ìgòróró kékeré yìí lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run ọ̀gá ògo náà ni ohun tó ní tó sì lè di ẹ̀fọ́ yanturu.
By the time God finished with the woman,
nígbà tí Ọlọ́run ń ṣetán pẹ̀lú obìnrin,
not only has he paid all his debt,
kì í ṣe pé ó san gbèsè rẹ̀ nìkan.
For the rest of his life, himself and his children, they were living off the money.
Ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé rẹ̀, àtòun àti àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀, wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbénú ọrọ̀ ńlá.
There is something in your house, there is a miracle waiting somewhere in your house. And the Almighty God will show you today in Jesus' name. When those 5,000 men and several women and children were hungry, and Jesus said, "How are we going to feed them?" The Bible said he was saying this just to test Philip because he already knew what he would do. He already knew how you will become prosperous before you left home tonight. He knew it before you were born. He knew that tonight you will come and he will show you the way. I am sure God decided a long time ago that some people will come here tonight who will never be poor again. And by the grace of God, I am one of them. And at the time he was talking to them, he knew that there were 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Philip was saying, "Where will we get the money to buy for all these people?" He said, "I'm not talking about buying. Get me whatever is here and we will use it." I pray tonight that before we disperse, wherever your abundance is hidden, God will show you in Jesus'
name.
Now when he said to Peter, "Let down your nets," he didn't say let down one net. Even though, as we discover later, Peter let down only one. The Almighty God wants those of us who want abundance to be ready for hard work. Because according to Hebrews 11 verse 6, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You say, "God, give me abundance." I said, "No problem. But what I will do is, I will give you plenty of job so that from there, abundance can come." I remember years ago when I was lecturing at the University of Lagos. And I began to pay my tithe for the first time. I remember saying, God, now I'm paying my tithe. You said you will pour in blessing that there will be not enough room to receive. How will a lecturer have more money than he can spend? When I was a young Christian, I used to ask Daddy a lot of questions. I would simply say, Daddy, I just want to ask you. You don't need to answer. Don't be angry. I'm your son. But if I don't understand something, I think you need to explain.
How?
Because I know what my salary is. And this salary, I can tell you how I will spend it, sir. He said, oh, you want more money than you can spend? I said, yes. Are you ready for hard work? I said, oh, of course I am. And the first thing he did was, one day my dean called me and said, we have discovered that you are a good teacher of mathematics. And they desperately need somebody to coach the final year students at Lagos Anglican Girls Grammar School. They will pay you well. Will you do it? I smile. Number one, you dare not disobey your
deed.
Number two, you are asking the monkey whether he wanted to eat banana. So I said, I will do it, sir. I went. It was very easy. In fact, as I was teaching mathematics, they were giving me meat, they were giving me tea and cake. By the time those people did the exam and they passed so well, the principal of CMS Grammar School, Bariga, heard about it and sent for me. Please help me with my own boys too. I'm a lecturer in the university. I'm a busy man. We will pay you well. All right. Shout hallelujah. Are you ready for hard work? Because God will surprise you soon in Jesus' name. Now, if you are willing to prosper and you are ready to work hard, then leave the rest to Him. See, there are certain things that you cannot think how it will happen. When I told the businessman that the kind of abundance that is coming, messengers will be riding Mercedes. Many of you cannot dream. How can that be? You see, but when Elisha said, by this time of tomorrow, there will be abundance in Samaria. Who could imagine that God will use lepers to bring in abundance?
You
see, whenever we are talking about the Almighty God, don't try and use your brain to understand Him. Because by the time you have used all your brain to try and understand, all you will get is headache, that's all. Because each time I go around at night praying, and I look at this auditorium, and I know that 3 years ago this was jungle, and this is the time when we have financial problem in Nigeria. And God did this without anybody sweating. That God can do anything, brother. I said God can do anything. In any case, I know He will do my own. In Matthew 19:26. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's somebody here tonight who's getting a brand new liver. Brand new liver. The doctors have told you your liver is diseased, that there's nothing they could do about it. God said, brand new liver. In Matthew 19:26. Sorry, Lord. The Lord said you didn't praise Him enough for that. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Thank you, Father. Thank you for a brand new liver. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in Matthew 19:26, Jesus Christ said, what is impossible with man is possible with God. In Luke 1:37, the Bible says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. In Jeremiah 32:27, He said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Our God can bless you in a way you cannot even dream about. He can use people you do not even think. He can bring your miracles from any part of the world. He can use an ordinary well to turn you to a millionaire. But there's one important thing that you need to notice. The amount of abundance that you will get will be determined by you. It's just as if God is saying, here is the ocean, take as much water as you want. So you can go there with a bucket, and another fellow can go there with a tanker. And another fellow may say, not one tanker, but 1,000 tankers. By the time you've all taken what you want to take, the ocean will not know that anybody had visited him. You see, whenever you read 2 Kings 4:1-7, The Bible told us this story of this widow of the son of the prophet. The one that was in debt. And creditors were about to take her sons away. And she ran to the man of God. And said, I need help. The man of God said, what do you have in the house? He said, a bottle of oil. The man of God said, go and borrow empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And so the woman left and borrowed vessels and began to pour the oil into the vessels. And the vessels kept on filling. The Bible said, when there were no more empty vessels, what happened? The oil stopped. Somebody once said to me, the auditorium is not yet full. You are making an extension. I said, I know. No matter how big I make the extension, as soon as there's the extension, there will be people to feel it. But if all you want is one small church, that's what you will get. You have to ask God tonight, God, expand my coast. Increase my ability to absorb abundance. There are many of us who will be thinking, abundance. What is abundance? Abundance to some of us will be 1 million naira. And by the time he sits down and he calculates what he will spend 1 million naira on, he's already satisfied.
May
the Almighty God expand your course in Jesus' name. When I traveled abroad to America in
1979,
and I saw Kenetikin camp meeting with
17,000
people. Hey, what a crowd! Because at that time, during our own convention, we are less than 1,000. So I thought, God, one day I will also have a congregation of
17,000.
4 years later, I traveled to Korea. And I saw a church where the pastor used to beg people and say, those of you who come this Sunday, please don't come next Sunday, so that those who could not come in this Sunday will be able to come in. And
said,
God, not 17,000. That's not what I want now. How many of you want abundance? Let me hear you shout hallelujah loud and clear.
Hallelujah!
You know the Bible said in Job 22, verse 23 to 25,
Job 22:23 to 25.
The Bible says, if you will return to the Lord, if you begin to seek the Lord the way you should seek him, he said you can have gold as dust. In other words, gold will become so plenty in your house, it will be like ordinary dust. Just in case you don't think that is possible.
Uh-huh.
All right, say amen, loud and clear. Say
amen.
Just in case you don't believe that that is possible. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 21. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 21. He says, in the time of Solomon, nobody paid attention to silver. Anytime they brought silver to the palace, they would say, go and put it at the back of the house. Put it on as if it were a dunghill. I try to imagine that. And I want to put it in a language that I'm sure you can understand. Because your day of abundance has come. Can you imagine a businessman that his servants want to give him accounts in the evening? And they said 50 naira notes that we brought in today, 10 billion naira. The 20 naira notes. And he says, stop. I've told you. Anything from 20 naira down, that's your own. Take it away. I don't want.
Hallelujah.
If 50 naira is gold, 20 naira will be silver, 10 naira will be bronze, and 5 naira will be iron. In the time of Solomon, any time they talk about silver, Solomon will say, I don't want to hear. You see, it is when you don't have enough that 20 naira is a big amount. When God blesses you sufficiently, those who are working under you will be riding Mercedes 600. And then, you know, when we talk about Rolls Royce, there are categories of Rolls Royce. Anyway, we will talk about that one when they begin to arrive. But you see, the Bible says it will be unto you according to your faith. Well, why, Pastor, why are you talking of abundance all of a sudden? Well, I didn't talk about it last year. Because the time hasn't come. But now the time has come. For somebody at least. If the time has come for you, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It depends on how big your faith is. There might be somebody here tonight, for example, who is already dreaming. God, hurry, hurry up, Lord. Bring this abundance. Because within the next 1 year, I want to build at least a church in every town. Anybody who wants to build a church in every town knows that he needs not just some millions, he needs billions. It will be according to your faith. you will determine how much you want. Then the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6, oh, thank you, Father.
The
Lord says he's healing somebody who has just suffered a stroke. Please, let's give the Lord a big hand for that.